Well, if you mix a Hitchcock masterpiece with a juicy spy novel, add a dash of Monty Python, you have The 39 Steps by Patrick Barlow, a fast-paced whodunit for anyone who loves the magic of theater. Albany Civic Theater presents The 39 Steps starting this week. Here to tell us more are the production's director, and Michael, is it Menching?
Yes.
Hello. Michael Menching is our guest. He is the production's director, and star of the production is Kevin McNamara. How are you, Kevin?
Good, thank you, Joe.
Very good. Nice to have you both here. So give us a sense of how you said, we want to do The 39 Steps.
Well, I'm usually a director of musicals, and I'd gone to Broadway several years ago to see two plays. I saw Boeing Boeing and The 39 Steps in the same day. And oddly enough, I've just recently directed Boeing Boeing, and then I am doing The 39 Steps in the same year. So it really has to be a really good play to capture my attention and to get me to really invest in it. And The 39 Steps is so fast-paced and so comical that I was just drawn to it right away.
It has a wonderful pacing, doesn't it? Yeah.
And
you want that.
Yep. It has only four characters in it, and those four characters, three of them actually play multiple roles. Kevin, the star, actually plays himself throughout, plays one character throughout the whole play. Yeah. That's Richard Hennay. And then two of the characters, we call them clowns in the playbill, but they play over 50 characters in the play and change accents and costumes quite frequently.
So you're sort of the calm in the storm in a way.
Yes. I'm the straight man, more or less. And thankfully, because boy, those guys work hard and they're just doing a fantastic job.
I'm exhausted just watching them every night. It's amazing.
So much fun.
So what is the challenge of directing a production like that, where the pacing is so fast and you don't want to miss anything, but you want the audience to catch it, and obviously, but you want the pace to be so brisk?
Yeah, it really does need to be brisk, and there are so many like little nuances and so many gags and gimmicks in this show that it kind of slows up the pacing a little, and the laughter from the audience, et cetera. Mm. And that's the challenge. The real challenge is to keep
that
British
laughter gets in the way.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, may I just add that when we selected this play, we knew Mike did musicals, and this is as close to a musical as you can get without music, because it has that fun, nonsensical, you know, silliness, which is just, and the act is, self-included, a little pat on my back. You have to have great timing.
And it's a choreographed play, basically.
It's a dance. You're doing a dance out there, and you've got to hit your
You got to hit
marks.
Your mark, and you got to hit it on time, and go for it.
Yeah.
As far as the, I'm interested in that choreography, because everything, so they have to be in the right place at the right time, and the line has to come in the right moment, because everything that follows is dependent upon that.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
On a light cue and a sound cue and the actor. And
there are over 250 sound cues in this show. And that is a lot of sound cues.
They're another actor on the stage.
Yeah, the fifth actor is the sound designer. Mm-hmm. So
in other words, a lot can go wrong.
Mm-hmm. A lot can go wrong.
But
given that, when I saw it the first time, the director of the Broadway production had done a couple of on purpose pitfalls in the sound and the lighting, and so you never really know when it's a choreographed mistake or if it's real mistake, which is the beauty of the play.
Yeah. Right. So it can be
like a telephone ringing at the wrong time.
Right. Like so, keep thinking.
Yeah. Keep them thinking.
Yeah.
Keep the audience on their toes.
Yeah. We put we put one in kind of early where we hope the audience knows it's a mistake on purpose.
Right.
So from then on, if we make real mistakes, they won't know.
And we kind of break the fourth wall immediately.
Yeah,
too,
we're winking at the
audience. Is already involved.
Yeah.
How does this fit into the mission of the theater overall, of the type of work that you like to do?
Well, I'm on the board to select, and so we're always looking for a nice variety, you know, your classic, your contemporary, and your comedy. And this definitely fit into the category of the comedy, and so.
Comedy, and they were looking for a little something of suspense.
Yeah.
And Hitchcock is.
You need a variety, and we've never done anything. This play is so unique. Any company that does it is going to have a nice piece of material.
This is often called a trunk show. It's done black box.
Oh, yeah, tell them about that term. I like that.
The trunk show is everything comes out of a trunk. It's sort of like Peter and the Starcatcher. in that type of show where things pop out of the trunk and you just take the costume and wear it. Now, this isn't exactly that, but we have set pieces that are repurposed during the play and become other set pieces. And so it's basically a traditional black box show with just minimalist set pieces and costumes. And we are doing this show in black and white, much like the genre of the film.
Mm.
Yeah.
Meaning, so no color on...
No color on stage. All the actors' costumes and all the... everything's painted black or white.
The only thing that's not black or white is the skin color. We don't use any makeup or anything. So, yeah. But everything is black and white.
And the decision to do that, what does that allow you, do you think? Just to give it a feel?
Just to give you a feel of the movie. I want to stay true to the script. I want to stay true to the film. And it's because this is based on the... John Buchan's 1915 novel and the 1935 Hitchcock film of the same name. Yeah. And this is kind of a respect to Alfred Hitchcock in doing it in black and white and the pacing and the style of a 1930s film.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever seen the 1930s movie by Alfred Hitchcock called The 39 Steps.
Yeah.
Not one of his most famous ones.
Yeah.
But... the powers that be took that and decided, well, why don't we tell the story? They're true to the story, but they're also winking at it in tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it's very tongue-in-cheek. They make fun of it a little bit in a nice way.
Oh, in a nice way, yeah. And insert a whole bunch of other Hitchcock references of his subsequent movies, you know, Psycho and The Man Who Knew Too Much, everything.
The birds.
We get those little references in
references
there.
References in
so
there.
So if you're a Hitchcock fan, you know, you can tick off which ones we mentioned.
Yeah, there's over 9 Hitchcock films referenced in the production.
And he actually appears. He has his cameo.
We do.
Kind of. Yeah, sure. When you, this is your first gig with the Albany Civic Theater, Michael?
Yes. It's my first time with Albany Civic. I've directed many...
which is amazing because you've been around for a while.
Yeah, I've been around for a while directing all over the Capital District. But this is my first time with Albany Civic.
We're very glad and lucky to have them.
So how do you characterize the company, Kevin, of your group of actors?
God, I am so lucky to be around this crew. The director, Mike, is just fantastic. I love his style because we'll be up there on the stage and Mike will just say, hey, got an idea. He'll jump up onto the stage. Actors, you know, you hear some actors don't like to be given a line reading or something like that, but I just love to be told what to do. And then I go, okay, now I know what you want. And then I take it with my ability and we have so much fun up there. And then the other two actors who are the clowns, God bless them. They can do accents. They can. They got that comic timing, and there's a scene where they are switching hats, literally just switching a hat into a new character. It's about a 4-minute bit
sequence.
Yeah, they're going boom, boom, boom.
They probably change characters about 15 times.
Yeah, and I'm lucky. I'm sitting down watching it. That's all I have to do is react. But.
And it's always growing, too, because we changed something just last night. And we're up our dress rehearsal is Thursday. And
that's right. That's right.
Because I'm like, oh, this is too good. We got to do this.
Opening night's going to be very fresh to us as well.
Well, that's good. That's good. The 39 Steps will run at Albany Civic Theater with a preview performance on Thursday, closing on November 23rd. For information and showtime and ticket information, albanycivictheater.org. albanycivictheater.org. Michael and Kevin, thank you so much for being here. I have a wonderful run, a wonderful production. Thank you so much for sharing this morning. Great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Again, we post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. You can find out more information about the 39 Steps and Albany Civic Theater by going to albanycivictheater.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.